7. Start up your mat. Love you,
Brisbane. We do love you, Brisbane. You're a beautiful city. And you might have seen on the Loud billboards, that's L-O-W-D, and their website's to lowd.com.au. They put up the question, how do you know when you're in Brisbane? You know you're in Brisbane when?
Yes. Chopper Dave is up in the helicopter at the moment. He's got involved. He said, you know you're in Brisbane when you're stopped on the Centenary Highway at Dara every morning.
Yes.
But 131060, add yours. We've got Sheridan on the line. You know you're in Brisbane when?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
You know when you're in Brisbane when you're driving down the highway and you see a sign and it says, welcome to Brisbane.
Well, that's
yes.
You know what? That is factually accurate. Factually accurate.
You really
well
got
done.
Us there.
Yes. Now entering the city of Brisbane. Very good point, Sheridan.
All right. No more calls. We're done.
And I love your sheets, by the way. You did
you're
good work.
Gorgeous.
Anya in Maroombah Downs. How do you know you're in Brisbane?
When Suncorp isn't just a bank.
Yes. It's a stadium.
That's right.
Stadium. Good one. Yes. And insurance.
Yep. Yeah. Well, you know, you know you're in Brisbane when you can go swimming in a giant lake in the western areas of our great city as well.
Yeah, it's Odeon, Orion, the Orion place that we're talking about?
I was talking more about the floods, but...
Yeah, right.
Why are we inland, but yet there's water everywhere?
They just left it there and made it into a swim complex. Yeah. Great idea.
In Woodridge, you know you're in Brisbane when?
You come from New Zealand to another New Zealand.
Good work, Phil. Yes, very true. Love our New Zealand community.
Yasmin, in Burpengary, how do you know you're in Brisbane?
Hey, when you see three people floating on a raft made out of goon sacks in a river.
Yes. You're in Brisbane.
Yes, more of that coming up after 8 o'clock. Jason, you're on the air, buddy. When do you know you're in Brisbane?
You know you're in Brisbane when you say, oh, yeah, meet me in the city. And both of you is meeting Queen Street Hungry Jack's for a meal.
That's right.
Yes.
Outside Hungry Jack's at Queen Street. Got to. Mm. Yeah. Such a focal point, isn't it?
It's really the only thing there that's never moved, isn't it?
Yeah,
or been refurbished.
It's
a great spot.
Dan and Wynnum, you know you're in Brisbane when?
It's raining and no one turns on their headlights.
Oh.
Oh, I've never noticed that before.
Well, that's because they never do it.
Are you meant to turn your headlights on when it rains?
It helps.
Yeah. I find Volvo drivers are very good for that.
Really?
That's because it's automatic,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they might automatically do it. I wonder if we could do a spin-off on this, just back on Hungry Jack's.
Yeah.
How many marriages stemmed from hookups at Hungry Jack's?
What, like people just randomly... There's a lot of teenagers there.
A lot of teenagers. Yeah.
But also, I reckon there's so many people that just go, hey, who are you waiting for?
Yeah. We're on a night out, because is it 24-hour, that HJ's?
Yeah.
You know, you stumble through there.
Yeah. I don't know if it is 24 hours, but it is the meeting point of many a relationship.
All right, Sharon, we're going to wrap up with you. You know you're in Brisbane when?
When you go to the supermarket and people are in there in their pyjamas.
Yeah.
Or not wearing shoes.
Or wearing pyjamas and not wearing shoes.
Okay, don't look at me.
I'm looking at both of you.
Would you wear your pyjamas outside?
No.
I do, but it's resort wear.
Resort wear?
Yeah, you can buy for, like, ladies, you can buy pyjamas, and they're, like, pyjamas / resort wear.
Right.
I think that's called lingerie, isn't it?
No.
I sleep in a nude. Can I still do it?
Oh, mate, it's up to you.
Why don't you try it today, sweetie?
Okay.
Yep.
Yes, sure. Stab Abby and Matt. Can you handle this?